Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Pretty soon, you're going to have to pay if you want any sort of views or growth on Instagram. Or at least, that's what myself and a lot of other people thought when the news initially broke about the new Meta-verified tiered subscription options. But we've learned a lot since then. In fact, I've even had a call with Meta myself, which is something that you hear a lot of people say in marketing. I feel like it's kind of a viral hook nowadays to say, I had a call with Meta, but I actually did, and I was shocked to do so. They reached out to me because the post that I initially made reporting on this update got a lot of news and got spread like a wildfire, and so Meta reached out to me to clear the air and to answer my questions. And I know as I say that, you may not believe me, and that's totally fine if you don't believe me. I think heading into anything with a healthy amount of skepticism is a good idea, and that's a theme that you're going to hear throughout today's episode. I think whenever some big government agency or some mega corporation or even some quote-unquote expert like myself or my mom tells you something, you should approach it with a healthy amount of skepticism, a healthy amount of, let's see if this is true. Let me test it for myself. Let me experiment and do my own research and my own digging to find what works for me or to find what is true for me. But while I can't legally play you a recording from my call with Meta, I do need to let you know that at least for my personal reasons, and I hope I don't get sued for saying this, I did record the conversation for my own records so that I can refer back to it with precise detail. So I'm not having to rely on my notes or my memory of what we talked about. I took an audio recording and that was for my own protection so that if anything does change in the future, I have their word as at least at this day and time, what they were telling me. And I'm gonna share as much as I can from that conversation with you in today's episode. Over the past weekend, I made a post on my stories that said something along the lines of, hey, I know Instagram has been crazy recently, so many changes, so much frustration, so much unknown, but I just kind of want to remind everyone that everything will work out for the best and everything will work out the way it was supposed to, and we will still be able to grow and monetize these platforms, keep working on your skills, I continue to be positive and reaffirming. But quite a few people reached out to me after that story saying, wait, what happened? What's going on? I'm lost. And so for those of you who replied to that story with that message, or for those of you who are listening right now and you're like, wait, what was that hook about, Brock? What are we even talking about? What is all this drama? Let me give you the too long, don't read version of the news. Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is rolling out a new tiered subscription model where if you pay different monthly fees ranging from as low as $15 a month and as high as $350 per month, you're going to unlock certain benefits and features and perks within Facebook and Instagram. Now that's the headline, which is where most people stop reading and stop listening. Let's continue though, because you clicked on this podcast for a reason. You're ready to learn what you actually need to know, what is actually going on, and let me break that all down for you. First and foremost, by sharing the facts, or at least what Meta is telling us the facts are directly on their website and directly in this call that I had with them. And then I will share with you my thoughts, my opinions, and the outlooks heading towards the future. First, I want to start by giving a shout out to Lucas O'Keefe because he was the first person who I saw report on this. And then very quickly, I was like, oh my gosh, I need to come out with a report on this. I need to let people know about this news. Part of my job as someone who teaches strategies and tips to growing on Instagram is also reporting on breaking news on Instagram and the things that are changing in the algorithm and the new features, the things that are relevant to creators and business owners. So I knew I had to report on this. And a few members of our team who are responsible with making sure that, you know, we're staying up to date. So it's not just my eyeballs, but it's multiple people on our team reached out to me saying, hey, I just wanted to make sure you saw this, make sure you were aware of it. We talked about it internally briefly to figure out what our initial thoughts and reactions were. And then I quite literally pulled over to the side of the road, pulled my microphone out of my backpack. I had just gotten off of a long flight and I was like, all right, I need to record an update on this right now. And my reaction was based off what I could read on Meta's website. And you can read it for yourself. You can read along with me. But you can go to meta.com/verified to read more about this entire program. It's not something that was like a leak or something that was like discovered by some testers. This is public knowledge on Meta's website. So let's go through it. First and foremost, let's lay the groundwork, the kind of prerequisite for where we are in this conversation. And that is that Meta Verified is a program that began about a year and a half ago, where creators originally in just Australia, but now worldwide, can pay a small monthly fee. It's about $15, and it varies depending on your country and currency. But you pay about $15, and you unlock four key benefits. Those four key benefits are, number one, impersonation protection, so that if someone is trying to copy your account and pretend to be you, Instagram is going to theoretically stop them from doing so. The second thing is improved account security. It's not exactly clear how they're doing that or what they are providing, but nonetheless, that is one of the listed benefits. The third one is the one that most people think of, and it is the one that honestly a lot of people are after, just plain and simple, and that is the blue check mark, the famous, infamous blue check mark on social media that was usually reserved for celebrities and influencers, now can be purchased for $15 per month. And then the fourth and final benefit that Meta gives you as part of Meta Verified is chat support. Now, I've heard from quite a few people that the chat support can be relatively slow. From my understanding, it's a team at Meta that is stretched very thin, and it's a team that doesn't necessarily have the best marketing advice. They're not necessarily there to help you create better content or grow. They're really just there to help you if you have like a technical issue on Instagram or a glitch that you need to make someone aware of. Now, that's been around for about a year and a half, and according to our data, it doesn't necessarily help people with getting more views or reach or exposure. Originally, when this program first rolled out in Australia, they did include improved reach as one of the benefits that was listed, but they very quickly removed that one because a lot of people were very upset and made a lot of noise saying, hey, Meta, like, is this pay for play here? Like, do I have to pay $15 a month if I want my followers to see my stuff? So Meta got rid of it. And that's important. I want you to keep that in mind as we continue through today's conversation. But again, it's been around for about a year and a half now. And while people definitely do get the blue check mark, they do get access to the support, they do apparently get impersonation protection. There aren't any real differences in terms of growth or engagement. A lot of people claim that after they joined Meta Verified, their engagement declined. I think that it's important to remember that correlation does not equal causation. And just because they joined Meta Verified, that's not necessarily the reason their reach declined. I think it's more likely that they, just like everyone else on Instagram, had their views and reach declining over the last year, and it wasn't directly because of the blue check mark. But nonetheless, we don't see any major differences positively or negatively as a result of joining Meta Verified. But when that program first rolled out, it was around the same time that Elon Musk on X, formerly Twitter, rolled out a few different tiered subscription models where flat out he plainly states, you have to pay if you want to grow. You have to pay if you want to reach new followers. You have to pay if you want certain advanced features. And so a lot of social media strategists and social media marketing experts like myself and like my mom started sounding the alarm bells and saying, this is the beginning of the end. For a decade or even two decades, we've been saying it on stages, we've been saying it on podcasts, we've been saying it constantly. Social media is free, and you need to take advantage of it while it is free, because it's not going to be free forever. We have this opportunity, this once in a lifetime, once in 50 generations opportunity to get to reach tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people just by clicking our phone in a few spots and sharing some videos online. And we get to do that largely for free. But now, and this is what we started saying a year ago, we're approaching a territory where you got to pay to play. The people who are paying more are going to be getting better benefits, better reach, better growth, better features. And now this seems like the next step. Now, we're not going to get fully into my opinion just yet. I do want to continue sharing the facts with you, but I do want you to have an idea that that's where we're headed. Even if this program itself isn't directly pay for play, this is another step towards paying a social media platform for basic, quote unquote, features and slightly advanced benefits that they're offering. But now let's get into what's new. What does it actually say on meta.com/verified? There are four new additional tiers besides the first one. The first one, again, is Meta Verified Standard for creators. It's $15 a month. It includes those four things that I listed. And now it actually does include two more additional benefits that are an enhanced profile with no clear details as to what that means, and search optimization with some details later explaining what that means. But again, Meta Verified Standard for creators, they specify that it is for creators, $15 a month. The first tier of the new tiered subscription model is called Meta Verified Business Standard. So they specify that it is for business, and it is also $15 a month, and it includes all of the same things as Meta Verified Standard for creators. It includes the verified badge, the impersonation protection, the Meta Verified chat support, the enhanced profile, and search optimization. Now, once we graduate from that tier is where we start to get new features and where we start paying a lot more. The second tier is called Meta Verified Business Plus, and that tier is available for $44.99 per month. So essentially $45 per month. And that includes all of the benefits from Business Standard, so everything that I've already listed, and it also includes Meta Verified Support, and there's a bullet point below it that says, get issues resolved more quickly. So from the best that we can understand from what that's saying is it's basically trying to say that if you submit a chat support query or you're like asking a question or you're sending a message to the Meta support team, you're going to get your questions answered faster. You're basically paying to cut the line, so to speak. The next bullet point says enhanced profile, which you did see before, but now it specifically says enhanced profile with two bullet points below it. The first bullet point says share three business addresses. So if you think about a business that maybe has multiple locations or a few different shops, a few different spots where it does business, you can now include multiple addresses. You can include all of those addresses in your bio, so you're not limited to just one. Also, part of the enhanced profile is showcase three of your other profiles. So again, the way I think about this is if you are, let's say, an ice cream parlor and you also have three other satellite locations and maybe a food truck, you can pin their locations in your bio and you can also tag those profiles, or I should say showcase those profiles in your bio, because you're already able to tag in your bio, but now you're going to be able to showcase, which I believe is going to look kind of similar to like a recommended profile. So if you've ever followed someone new on Instagram and Instagram kind of drops down that little menu of, hey, here's some suggested profiles that you might like. Basically, you're going to be able to showcase three of your own business's profiles within that little section. The next benefit is quite honestly what ruffled my feathers and what got a lot of people upset and still to this day has a lot of people scratching their head and questioning what's really going on here. And it is, quote unquote, featured account. Below that, there's a bullet point that says, get featured as a Meta Verified business in feed to introduce your business to new audiences. Now, there is a learn more section if you visit meta.com/verified where you can see what this looked like. And I specifically asked the Meta team when I had this conversation with them, what's this all about? Like, what's this going to look like? And based off the mockups on their website and based off what they told me on this call, it's going to be similar to some existing units that you see right now on your Instagram feed. So if you scroll through your Instagram feed, you might see one of two of these following sections. You might see a section that is recommended threads posts. So they're not Instagram photos or reels. They're screenshots or like little tiny previews from threads. That is similar to what is going to be offered here. Or maybe you have seen a section in your Instagram feed that is like people you may know or recommended accounts. These are accounts that Instagram thinks you either have a relationship with, you know, in the real world, or maybe you might just like to consume this account's content based off of the content you've consumed in the past. Well, now there's going to be a new section that is specifically for featured businesses who are paying to be a part of Meta Verified Business Plus or one of the higher tiers. Now, how the ranking is going to work is not exactly clear. How frequently this is going to show up is not exactly clear. Where in the feed this is going to show up? Like, is this going to show up right below the stories, but above all the photos? Is this going to show up above the stories? Is this going to kind of be mixed in randomly as if it was like an advertisement or any other post in the feed? We're not exactly clear. We don't exactly know yet, but Nonetheless, we can read directly from Meta themselves. You are going to be featured as a Meta-verified business in feed to introduce your business to new audiences. Now, unquestionably, this is going to lead to an increase in profile reach. Does this mean that your posts are going to reach more people? Maybe indirectly. Like if someone sees this little recommended profile, they tap on your profile, and then they go look at your posts, it could provide, in that case, an increase to your feed reach. But Instagram has been very clear, and we'll get into this more as we continue, that this program is not designed to be a direct increase to views or reach. However, just based off how people use social media and how the algorithms work, if your account is being recommended, people are going to either follow the account and then see the posts, or they're going to click on the account. And even if they don't follow, they still might click on the post, which theoretically would indirectly boost your account's reach. And then the final new benefit is a really interesting new feature that I don't think enough people are paying attention to, and it's links in Reels. And specifically at the Business Plus level, you can put 2 links in your Reels per month. Now, again, they have a mock-up available, and it looks like it's going to be a little button at the bottom of your reel, kind of where like the music button is. So there's going to be like the label of the audio that you're using, and then right next to it, there's going to be a little clickable link, which is a game changer because so far on Instagram, the only links that are available are links in the direct message or links that are in the bio. There's no other clickable links. If you comment a link or you put a link in your captions or you put a link in the photo or the video itself, it's not clickable. I guess I forgot one. There are links on stories. So those are the 3. You got links on stories, link in bio, and link in DMs. But now you're going to be able to add a link to up to 2 reels per month. Very interesting. Let's continue though onto the penultimate tier, which is called Meta Verified Business Premium. So again, we have Standard, Plus, and now we have Premium. Premium is available for $120 per month. It includes all of the same benefits as Business Plus, but it also includes impersonation protection for 2 of your employees. Now, how that exactly works, we're not sure, but it's going to, I guess, help you keep some of your staff safe on Instagram. You also are going to receive the ability to call Meta verified chat support. So rather than just having to send them like a chat message, like a text message and get help that way, you're going to be able to actually pick up the phone and talk to a human being on the other end to get your requests, your support handled in a quicker fashion. Additionally, you are still going to have a quote unquote enhanced profile, but now instead of 3 addresses and 3 other profiles, you're going to be able to share 5 business addresses and showcase 5 of your other profiles. So maybe if you're a business with a big chain, like you have multiple locations, maybe spread out across the state, you're going to be able to share the location and the profile of all of those businesses all in one bio. How exactly that's going to look, whether or not that's going to be cluttered, whether or not that's going to be a best practice or something that we would even recommend is yet to be seen. But nonetheless, it is a new feature described directly by Meta on their site, and it's something that we have never seen before. Then under the section that says featured account, this is very interesting. It says more featured and it says nothing else. Now, when you do click the Learn More button, you're able to see a similar mock-up design to what we saw for Business Plus, which is again where you're getting that kind of like in-feed tab section. And maybe if you're paying for premium, you're going to show up in front of the businesses that are paying for Plus. But nonetheless, Instagram, Meta, Facebook, they give themselves quite a lot of leeway room. This is my opinion at this point. They give themselves quite a lot of free room and flexibility by just saying more feature. There's a lot that can be interpreted, a lot of wiggle room, if you will, within quote unquote more featured. And then you are able to add links in up to 4 reels per month. So it's double what it was with Business Plus. And then the final benefit is customized messaging chats, which I'm not exactly clear on what's going on with that, because you can already customize your direct message chats and pick what the background color is going to be. I guess maybe you're going to be able to create like your own custom backgrounds now, which I guess might be cool for like, you know, McDonald's, like if you're chatting with McDonald's, maybe it's red and the messages back and forth are yellow or something like that. But I don't see customized messaging chats as a tool that's going to be very useful for the average creator or business owner. But again, I don't want to get too lost in my opinions just yet. Nonetheless, I do want to report on the facts, which are that if you pay the $120 per month, you get the ability to customize messaging chats. Now, let's talk about the top tier, the creme de la creme, the max you could pay Instagram. Your jaw might still be on the floor from when I said it earlier, but if you pay for Meta Verified Business Max, what they're calling it, you will be paying $350 per month. $350 per month, and that includes all the benefits that I previously listed as part of Business Premium. In addition to, you will also get 5 accounts that your employees have with impersonation protection. So you'll get to protect 5 of your employees with impersonation protection. You will get Meta Verified support that includes not just sending messages via text, not just hopping on the phone, it includes active case monitoring. What exactly that means, what they're going to be actively monitoring for, not exactly clear, but you will get most likely the fastest response times. You might even have someone dedicated to your account monitoring for things like hackers or spam or glitches. I'm not sure, but it says active case monitoring. Additionally, your enhanced profile will receive not 5, but 8 business addresses. So you can tag 8 other addresses for your business in your bio, and you can showcase 8 of your other profiles in your bio. Again, this seems to be primarily for businesses, for corporations that are maybe part of a chain, have multiple locations, multiple outposts that they do business from. This is who Meta says directly they're trying to reach, not just here on their site, but in our call. That is who they have said that this is specifically for. This is not for creators. That's not who they intend this to be used by. They intend this to be used by the big players, the big corporations, the big businesses who honestly are spending a lot of money in ads. And it makes sense. This is my opinion. It makes sense that Meta wants to cater to them and wants to take care of them. If they have businesses that are spending millions, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, maybe even billions of dollars every year in advertising, then it makes sense that Meta would want to provide additional support to a company like, say, Coca-Cola. Now, whether or not Coca-Cola should have to pay an additional $350 per month, I don't know. Whether or not this should just be based off of like how much you're spending in ads, I don't know. But regardless, Meta wants this to be for business, not for creators. Now, let's get into the final 3 bullet points, because 2 of these 3 are the spiciest, in my opinion. The first of the final 3 is featured account, which of course all these other ones had, but it just says most featured. Now, if you go to meta.com/verified and you click the learn more button, you can hover over this button that says most featured. And you can see again, there's just this little unit in the Instagram feed where, you know, there's different businesses that are Meta Verified that Meta is recommending. But like I said earlier, there's a lot of wiggle room in quote unquote most featured. Does that mean your posts are going to get most featured in the feed? Does that mean Meta might show your stories to more people? Does that mean you might show up more on the Explore page or the Reels tab? We don't know. As of yet, Meta hasn't said this. They've actually said that this is not the case, but things could change. And things could change as evidenced by the next bullet point, which is links in Reels. It says 6 per month. When this program originally rolled out, when they first created this page on their site, it said 8 per month. And I know that because I took screenshots, and in my original post announcing this program, you can see very plainly that it says 8 links in your Reels per month. They have since changed that to 6 links in your Reels per month. And that is also clear from my phone call with them, with Meta. They explicitly said, hey, this is still something that's in testing. Nothing is set in stone. Nothing is a guarantee at this point. These are things that we're testing. It's a lot of trial and error. We're still figuring it out. Nothing is guaranteed at this point. And we've already seen that in the change from 8 links in your Reels to now 6 links in your Reels. Now, moving on to the final bullet point. This is something that I never expected from Instagram. This is something that even reading through every bullet point that I've read through before, I didn't expect to read this one as one of the benefits for Meta Verified Business Max. But this final benefit is a semi-annual account review. Now, I have so many questions. First and foremost, let's just start with semi-annual. How often? Are we doing every 6 months? Are we doing once a quarter? Are we doing once a month? Is it whenever you ask? My next question, what does it mean by account review? Like, is it just, hey, your account looks good. All your statuses are good. You haven't had any content violations. Or is it like, hey, 20% of your followers are spam. We'll help you remove them. Or is it an actual like marketing review? Like, hey, here are some ideas. Here's some things you could do differently. Here's how you could tweak your bio. My guess is it won't be that. And even if it is that, are they like hiring trained marketing professionals to be handling these account review calls? That's crazy. And the price point is crazy. I mean, you're paying over $4,000 a year. You're paying like $4,200 a year for a semi-annual account review. Shameless plug time. We offer account reviews as part of the Insta Club Hub. And in fact, you don't even have to be an Insta Club Hub member to get a review by us and our team. We sell them for less than $100. Forget $350 a month. We sell them for less than $100. I think they're like $70 or $80. I'll put the link down in the description, but that's done by an actual team of marketing professionals who have an expertise in growing and selling on Instagram. We look at your profile, your bio, we analyze it, we tell you what could be changed, what you're doing well. We look at your posts and your reels and your hashtags, and we give you feedback like, you're doing this well, this could be improved, here's some tips that, you know, could help your account reach more people or grow faster. That's something that we make available for like $80, let alone Instagram's $350 per month. I mean, that's crazy. So many questions. I wanted to give a little shameless plug for us because we are literal marketing professionals who are giving advice for less than a tenth of what Meta is offering. Now, with all of that out of the way, let's go back in time to when I first read this and my initial reaction. My initial reaction was anger, mostly. A little bit of confusion, but mostly anger, a little bit surprised, a little bit, I won't say panicked, because I never, honestly, this is the truth, I never really panic, but I was like, wow, this is big news. Like, this is something that a lot of people need to be made aware of. And you're welcome to form whatever opinion you want. That's how I felt then. That's how I feel now. You're welcome to form whatever opinion you want. But no matter what opinion you feel, whether you love this program, you hate this program, you have questions, I want you to be made aware of it. I don't want this to be a secret. So I made a post and it kind of went viral. Like, it didn't go 15 million views viral, but it got a lot of views. And my post itself ruffled some feathers because a lot of people claimed that I was fear-mongering or clickbait, and that was never my intention. And I apologize to anyone who felt panicked or who felt fearful or who felt, you know, stressed out and overwhelmed by the post I made. That was never my intention. My intention was to get your attention, to make sure that you were aware of this program, and to allow you to form your own opinion. Looking back, I do think I could have done so in a way that maybe incited less drama, let's say. But nonetheless, the news was out, the word was spread, and it reached so far as to reach Meta themselves. This post was originally shared Wednesday afternoon. Fast forward now to Friday afternoon. I was having lunch, sitting there, and I got an email that looked a little fishy at first, because I receive spam emails claiming to be Meta every day, telling me my account's in violation, and hello, sir or madam, your account's going to be declined. Kindly send us your password and your social security number. I'm sure you get those as well. But this one literally called out, like, yes, we actually have real people working at Meta. I am an actual real person. We saw your post about the new Meta Verified tiered subscription offerings, and we want to talk about it. We'd love to hop on a call with you to just kind of, you know, clear the air and talk about this program and answer your questions. And to my surprise, I responded and I was like, okay, let's set up a time to chat. And we did. We spoke that afternoon about this program. The person who I spoke to on the call, which it was an actual face-to-face, kind of like a Zoom call, answered my questions, gave me the very buttoned up, lawyer approved answers that I am legally allowed to share with people. I didn't sign an NDA, so I guess technically I'm allowed to share anything, but I won't be doing that out of respect for Meta and out of respect to the person who reached out to me. I won't be sharing everything that was shared in this call, but I am sharing everything I can as transparently as possible. And really, the 2 cents that I gained, the summary of this call, was that no. The official stance of Meta is that no, you will not directly receive more views, more reach, or improved ranking, which is where you show up in the feed, because you're paying us regardless if you're paying the $15 or the $350 per month. No, that is flat out incorrect. That is a misjudge of this page that we've been breaking down so far. To which I said, okay, you know, if that's true, that is good news. I also asked for some clarifications because I said, it says right here, you will be the most featured if you pay for Business Max. So what does that mean? And they said, essentially, that means that you're going to be a part of that little unit in the Instagram feed, and you're not going to be like prioritized in rank. You're just going to show up maybe first in the line in that queue. I said, okay, that makes sense. Well, what about the quote unquote enhanced profile and search engine optimization that we heard about earlier? What's really going on there? And they said, well, the enhanced profile is just those extra buttons and links and tags that you can add in your profile. It's not like you're going to get some fancy new like banners or customizable buttons or anything like that. And they also said that when they say search optimization, it really just means that if multiple accounts have a similar username to you or the same Instagram name, which is that like bold text below your profile picture, if multiple accounts have the same or similar names, you will show up first if you're a part of Meta Verified, which, okay, that makes sense. Like if there are Brock 11 Johnson impersonators, or if there's just someone else who's named Brock Johnson and has, you know, a similar username to me, if I'm paying to be a part of Meta Verified and someone types in Brock or Brock Johnson, my name will show up above theirs. That makes sense to me. But again, this is what Meta is saying. And so I said earlier that we should head into everything with a healthy amount of skepticism. And that's how I'm approaching all of this. I have what Meta told me, and that's all I can go off of. We haven't seen this program rolled out. We haven't seen the results of it. We haven't seen its implications yet. We can make assumptions and we can forecast what's going to happen and how this is going to affect doing business on Instagram. But all we have right now is what Meta said on their site, what Meta has told me on this call, and that's really it. Now, could this call have been a way to kind of smooth things over and make me happy and make me stop talking about this and stop spreading the news because they, you know, have a mob showing up on their door with angry pitchforks and the pitchfork mob is showing up because I made a post about it. Now Instagram's like, let's just make him happy. Let's let him have a phone call with us. Let's appease him. That's totally possible. That's totally possible. And I will say, Meta, the company, doesn't have the best track record. Meta, the company, has been known to do quite a few shady things, quite a few things that, you know, not a lot of people would be proud if the business they're a part of has done that. I'm talking about lobbying. I'm talking about investing in other corporations. I'm talking about changes to the platform and rewarding certain creators over other creators. There's a long history of Meta doing some not so great things. Pretty much everything I just said is my opinion, and most of it is alleged as well. But with all that being said, I do also want to say, on a personal note, my opinion is that every person who I've ever spoken to who works at Meta has been wonderful, which is kind of this weird dichotomy for me as someone who teaches how to grow on Instagram, which is a Meta platform. It's kind of a weird feeling for me to have in that, like, the parent platform of Meta isn't my favorite company in the world, but the people who work at Meta, which I've worked with quite a few of them now on different products and tests, and now having this one-on-one phone call with them, they've all been wonderful. They've all been very nice and very kind, and they're aware of the challenges and struggles that creators and entrepreneurs go through on a daily basis. But the problem is they're employees of a company that might have a different directive sometimes. Now, in summary, do I think that this is the end of organic reach on Instagram? No, I do not. Do I believe that the only way you're going to be able to grow, make money, build a following, or get engagement in the future is if you pay Instagram? No, I don't believe that to be true. Do I believe that the businesses who are paying, you know, this $15 to $350 fee are going to get slightly better results? I do think that's the case. I do think they might get preferential treatment on Instagram. Am I going to be a part of this program? If possible, yes, I do plan to join this program because we have a business that is fortunate enough to be making enough that we can afford this monthly fee. And if this monthly fee does result in X number of growth, even if it's a small percent of growth, that might offset the cost. And so I view this as an investment. And I also want to be a part of it just to test, to feel for myself and experience in my own business, my own account, what's really going on here? What's it really like behind the scenes? I do want to say that I'm not sure how I'm going to become a part of this program because I have the blue badge. I am verified, but I'm not Meta verified. I got the blue badge back in 2020 before Meta verified was a thing. I've tried to apply for Meta verified in the past, but I've never been able to get access. I actually asked Meta about this on the call and was like, hey, am I going to be able to be a part of this? Like, what about other businesses who are verified already? Are they going to be able to be a part of this? And they said, first of all, they weren't aware that some businesses that have the blue check already haven't been able to be a part of Meta Verified. So they'll check on that. Basically, the answer was, I don't know, but the answer was that I should be able to. So if I am able to, I will join this program and I will test it out for myself. I think the biggest lesson to be learned here is a few things. Number one, it's become cliche at this point, but with every algorithm change, with every new platform, with every crash, with every letdown, with every glitch, with every hack, it's a reminder that we need to be building an email list. We need to be building a following that we own. And that's what an email list is. It's a platform of contacts. It's a way that we can get in front of our customers, our followers, our subscribers, our fans that we own and that largely we control. It's not dependent on whether or not Instagram is showing your reels to new people this week. It's not dependent on whether or not your YouTube video is getting pushed, going viral. It's dependent on you clicking send on that email. And in addition to an email list, I also believe it's important to build on multiple platforms. If you have a dozen eggs, I don't think that they should be equally divided amongst half a dozen baskets. But if you have a dozen eggs, I also don't think that they should all be in one basket. I think putting all of your eggs in TikTok basket or YouTube basket or Instagram basket is not safe. Because if you get hacked, if you lose that platform, if the algorithms change, if whatever goes wrong, right? Murphy's Law, what can go wrong will go wrong. If it does, when it does, you lose access to all dozen of those eggs. So while I don't believe you should equally distribute your time, energy, and efforts across every platform, I do think you should show up on at least two or three platforms. And one of the great things about the current state that social media is in is it's so easy to take short form clips and post them as reels, and YouTube Shorts, and TikTok, and you can post them on Twitter, and LinkedIn, and Pinterest. You can take your long-form content and post it on YouTube, and on TikTok, and even links to it on Twitter, and Threads, and Facebook, and LinkedIn. So there's so many different ways that you can spread your content around, and that you can repurpose your content without having to create a significant amount of effort there. So I think that A, build an email list, B, make sure that you're building on multiple social media platforms and not just one, and C, and this might be my biggest takeaway from all of this, the people who make the best content will win. The people who have the skills of content creation and who can create quality, captivating content that converts a viewer into a follower into a fan, and a fan into a customer, the people who know how to do that will win. Regardless if they stay on Instagram, if they go to YouTube, any platform, regardless if all of these platforms switch to a pay-to-play model, the people who make the best content are going to win. Because at the end of the day, I don't care if you're Meta, I don't care if you're TikTok, I don't care if you're YouTube. If you allow people to pay you to show content, the people paying you the most are the people who get their content seen the most. If that content is bad, people won't stay engaged. If that content is shitty, people will fast forward. If that content is not entertaining, people will not pay attention. They will leave your platform. And when they leave your platform, when the user base, when the attention leaves the platform is dead forever. That is why platforms die. Platforms die because we collectively choose to give our attention somewhere else. Snapchat took a nosedive in 2018 because Kylie Jenner said that I'm leaving Snapchat, I'm going back to Instagram, and millions of people went with her. We gave our attention from Snapchat to Instagram because of this new thing called Instagram Stories. And so Snapchat lost a lot of revenue. They lost a lot of ability to show advertisements. They lost a lot of ability to make money because millions of people left the platform. I don't think that's going to happen to Instagram anytime soon, but that could happen to any platform, including Instagram, at any moment. And so, bigger picture here, rather than panicking about the potentials of having to pay to play, rather than panicking about the things that you ultimately cannot control, which are the algorithm, the outcomes, the likes, the views, the engagement, the virality, the things that you cannot control, I want you to focus on what you can control. And what you can control is the process. What you can control is your own content creation. What you can control is the captivating qualities of your hooks, your storytelling, your calls to action, your camera presence, your charisma, the way you show up on camera. What you can control is your editing skills. What you can control is the things that you do along the way. And so that's what I want you to focus on. That's what I want your takeaway to be from all of this, is I want you to continue to pour into your own growth and development. And by listening to podcasts like the one you're hearing today, you are doing so. You are learning, you are growing, you are educating yourself. So take a few minutes. I don't care if it's this show, you keep listening to other episodes of Build Your Tribe, or you're listening to other podcasts, or you're watching other YouTube videos, or you're listening to my other podcast, Social Media Moneymakers. I don't care what you're listening to. I want you to continue to consume educational content that helps you learn, helps you learn the skills and the techniques and the systems and the softwares. But more even than learning, I think, I want you to keep doing. I want you to keep posting, keep sharing, keep creating, because better quality content doesn't always come from learning. Better quality content comes from a higher quantity of content. Translation, if you want to make better posts, get to practicing, get to posting, get to creating. Create 100 crappy posts, because your 101st one, you will have learned so much that it will be a lot better. It won't be crappy anymore. So I do want to encourage you to, yes, keep learning, but even more so, keep doing, keep practicing, keep improving your skills, and all of this won't matter. It'll all work itself out for the best. You will continue to grow. Your business will be successful. You will achieve all of those goals that you set out for yourself. Just keep creating content, keep focusing on yourself, staying in your lane, improving 1% each day. And eventually you'll look back and you'll be like, I didn't pay the $350 a month, but I had my best year yet. Thank you so much for listening today. And as always, happy networking.
This episode of Build Your Tribe was sponsored by Keep. Keep is the email service, the CRM that we have used to grow all of our brands and businesses here at Team Johnson. It is not for those of you who think you can set all this stuff up yourself and you want to figure out how to set up your own email systems and flows and templates. It's for those of you who understand where you should be spending your time. Keep has elevated all of our brands and businesses. It's how we've grown our customer base, and it's how we make the majority of our money is through email marketing. So if you're ready to upgrade your small business CRM, to grow your revenue, and to create more fans and work fewer hours, be sure to check out Keep. Move your business from chaos to confidence with complete business automation. To learn more about Keep and to use Team Johnson's custom templates, go to Keep, that's spelled K-E-A-P, now, now.com/Shalene. Again, it's keepnow.com/Shalene. And Keep is spelled K-E-A-P-N-O-W.com/Shalene. And of course, that link is available for you in our show description.